Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the comment section. This is episode 7, I believe. I am Serena, and I'm joined by my co-host.
Hey, guys. It's Kiana again. I'm sorry.
You're sorry just for being here?
Yeah.
Anyways, how was your reading week, Kiana? What were you up to?
Nothing. I did absolutely nothing. It was awful.
Not even a minute in, you swore. Wow.
No, I'm sorry.
Not even 30 seconds.
That's why I said sorry. Fair. I prefaced it. Anyways, yeah. I did absolutely nothing and it sucked. How was yours?
It was great. I spent the whole time watching Jersey Shore because I know you've been into it. Yeah. I've been loving Canada Shore and honestly made me realize that I never fully watched Jersey Shore. So I had to get into it.
I only because it started like coming up again. And I feel like I watched the first season, like not in order the way we've been watching it, but I've like seen it before for sure.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, I got nothing better to do. I spent literally every single day in my bed with snacks watching Jersey Shore. Like, I'm already on season 4.
I couldn't watch too much of it because I've been watching it with my roommate, you know? So I had to, you know, do it in a nice manner for her. I watched, I think, 6 episodes. And she did 2 at home, so it ended up being okay.
Yeah, we locked in. I binged 3 seasons worth. It's my favorite thing ever.
See, I wanted to do that. I was sad that I couldn't do that, but now I can. So now I get that reward after classes and stuff, so that's nice. Anyways, we got a few topics to talk about today. Last episode, I believe we left off talking about Shane Dawson, like the Jacob Sartorius and that podcast. And we wanted to get into the conspiracies since we were on the topic of Shane and we didn't have time for it. But honestly, I feel like that would be a pretty fun topic. So I thought we should talk about that today.
I love my conspiracy theories.
Is there any conspiracy theories that you think of right away?
Off the top of my head? I don't know. Chuck E. Cheese one always gets me.
That's literally the first one on my list here.
And like that one, well, is it still alleged?
I think.
I don't know. But that one gets me every time. Because, like, what do you mean?
So, if you guys don't know the Chuck E. Cheese conspiracy theory. So, the theory claims that Chuck E. Cheese collects uneaten slices from customers' tables and rearranges them into new whole pizzas that are then served to other customers. A lot of people believe this because there's a lot of photos out there with, like, unevenly sliced pizza slices. Like,
and it's,
in
like,
the whole
crazy.
No, yeah. Like, they're crazy differences. Like, especially, like, Shane's podcast, not the podcast, actually. This was back in the days he talked about this one. He's banned from Chuck E. Cheese now because of this.
Like, legally.
But the photos that he used in those videos were always so crazy. Like, one of the slices would be, like, maybe 3 inches and another one's, like, 9 or something.
And, like, the way the crust, like, the best part, like, to look at it, to really see is if you look at the crust. Like, it's crazy. Like, it'll literally be, like, 1/2 inch higher than the other one. Like, what do you mean?
I need to look at a picture right now.
Even like a lot of times they pointed out, like in his video, they pointed out how the pepperonis didn't match up.
Yeah, that like, was right a big thing too. Like,
how do you even not try and hide? Like at least take them off and put
new
ones
on. Like the only other explanation for that. Yeah, look at this picture. Oh my God.
Yeah, like that's crazy.
What is that? We're looking at a picture of a half cheese, half pepperoni right now. It is so clear that that cheese pizza and that pepperoni pizza are not the same pizza.
No, like
that
at all.
Is not the same pizza.
Yeah, I don't know. There's no way. Like, it's just, it's insane. Like, is it still, are they still up on that? Or like, is that still a thing?
I think people still believe that. Yeah, I don't think it's talked about too much because it, you know, had its moment and like way the world works.
Is there a Chuck E. Cheese anywhere near us?
Like back in our hometowns, yeah, in Vaughan.
Is there?
Yeah, right beside Wonderland.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Should we go?
Yes.
No, I don't want to go.
Why?
Because that sounds like, I feel like,
well, now we can gamble, so there's no reason to.
That's true. But also, I'm in a state of mind where I think that if I walked into a Chuck E. Cheese, I would get like 3 different viruses immediately.
No, I get you. It feels like icky in there because kids are gross.
It's like going to like you couldn't pay me to step foot in like a play place. We're adults. We shouldn't be going in those.
Bro,
let's just say it was
pit?
An adult day. I still am not going.
Dude, a friend of mine had a birthday thing recently and he was trying to convince me to go. And I think I told you about this. It was like some adult like play thing. Like I don't remember what it's called, whatever. But there was, like, all of these, like, parkour things you have to do, jump around,
I'm
trampoline
pretty sure I know
things.
What you're talking about, I'm pretty sure I've been there. It's called Pursuit.
I don't think it was that one.
Well, it's like one of they're all.
It's
the
something
same.
Like that. Yeah,
that one was like a parkour ball pit.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Anyways, a lot of the other stuff seemed fun, but one, I ain't doing all that.
Yeah.
Two, a ball pit. They had a ball pit. That's gross.
I mean, it's just a ball pit.
No,
it's not like it's like
those balls
know.
Never get cleaned. You're sweaty when you're jumping
okay,
in there.
Okay, but do you remember when we were kids and we went to like Gymnastics Giants and we went into that foam pit?
And it's disgusting. I agree.
Yeah.
It is.
We didn't care back then.
Exactly. How did our parents not care?
We sat in the dirt.
I know. Like, I ate grass off the floor. Like, what do you
like? We, that was fine. We were
they
inside,
did not care.
Fine.
But no, the diseases up in the hole.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, God. I feel like if I like, I also don't like kids. They freak me out. I'm scared of them. Like, genuinely. And so I don't think that I could. I don't want to go in there. I don't think.
Yeah. No, me neither.
Like,
it doesn't
if I have
sound
kids
like a fun
and they're
one.
Like, can we go? If it's still a thing. I'm going to be like, frick no.
Frick no, we can't go.
Hell no, we can't go. Are you kidding me? Like, no, ew, no.
So back to Chuck E. Cheese. Do you think if, let's say this is real, do you think it's the employees being lazy all around or like a corporate thing?
Okay, you know what I low-key thought about?
Mm.
Do you think that because that this theory got so popular, now they do it on purpose so that people go and buy it to see?
I was actually going to ask you that. Yeah, I definitely think so.
For
because
sure.
Now it's like a, oh, let's go to Chuck E. Cheese and get a pizza.
Yeah,
let's
like,
see
I
if it's
going to
be unevenly sliced. Like, oh my God, yeah. Like, it that works pretty well. Like, it's a fun thing to see. Like, I don't know. Any conspiracy theory, I feel like if it's possible for people to test it out in some sort of way,
yeah,
they
like,
will.
They don't want to.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't, like... Like, I feel like it doesn't put any, like, their company or anything in direct danger, too.
That's
so,
what
like, I feel like
yeah.
they would feed into it, because it's like, you're just getting more attention.
Yeah,
like, I hadn't
sure.
heard a single thing about Chuck E. Cheese in, like, in forever. I forgot it was a thing until this all came up.
And also, if it's still happening, which I've heard it is, I feel like at that point, health, like, violations would come. Like, someone would have had to stop it if it isn't, like,
yeah.
them being like, oh, no, look at our secret. We just do it because that's the conspiracy. This
yeah,
is
like,
actually
I feel like
how we
it
do
has
it.
To be on purpose. There's no way it's not. Because, like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
But also, how do you do that on purpose?
I'd say, like, you bake a couple different pizzas at a time and then kind of rearrange things.
Yeah, that feels like a lot more work.
For sure, yeah.
If you were like, oh, the employee's being lazy, but that seems like it's like more work than if you were to just make a pizza.
Well, that's why I don't think it's the employees being lazy. Yeah. I think it's like a corporate thing being like, guys, this kind of
yeah,
kind of works for us.
Attention,
yeah,
for
exactly.
Sure. That's like, I'd put money on that.
Yeah, no, I think that's definitely true. Yeah. We should go to Chuck E. Cheese sometime and see.
I'm going to get a disease of some sort. I'm not
But, like, we'll
it.
Just go, like, where they eat. Honestly, no, that's still
that's
probably.
Worse.
We don't have enough Lysol for that.
Yeah, literally. And I hate kids. Sorry, but they freak me out.
So, like, would. I know you're saying you would never go there, but let's say someone, like, picked you up a pizza from there. Like, would you still eat that pizza?
No.
Really?
No. I don't know why. The fact that I know, even if their pizza looked, like, amazing and angelic and, like, a 5-star Michelin star pizza. I think the fact that it was made in Chuck E. Cheese would make me not want to eat it.
I don't think that would throw me off. Honestly, I would still eat it.
Yeah, but you know how I am. I don't eat Domino's. I don't eat like I need good pizza.
Yeah,
you
I'm not too picky with my pizza for sure. I can't remember the last time I had Chuck E. Cheese pizza though. I can't remember what it tastes like.
I don't.
But it's supposed
I've
to be really,
been...
really good. It was like very like it was known for being like such good pizza. Like,
but it's like for 2-year-olds. Like, how the fuck do they know what good pizza is?
For sure. For sure.
No. I don't think I've ever
It's
been.
Not just for 2-year-olds, though, but, like, think about
no,
it.
But
the parents
I mean,
have
like,
to go, too. Like,
yeah, but, like, I don't
how
know.
How good can
I don't
it really
think
be?
The parents are, like, the parents have been to real restaurants, probably nice ones.
And they're like, fuck
they're,
yeah.
Yeah,
Chuck E. Cheese.
Like,
I freak
oh, yeah, I want to eat Chuck E. Cheese pizza that probably has kids' saliva all over it. Like, ew.
What do you think the kids are in the back of the kitchen?
But you don't
drooling?
Understand. When I picture, like, why I just said that if I knew that it was made in Chuck E. Cheese, I wouldn't want to eat it, is because when I picture Chuck E. Cheese, I picture kids, like, hanging off the light bulbs, like, hanging off all the walls, like, spitting everywhere and, like, coughing with their mouths open.
This actually brings me to another, sorry, completely disregarded what you said there and I'm moving on.
It's fine, I'll just go F myself.
But this reminded me of another conspiracy that I remember back in the day, Shane bringing up, that I forgot about until right this second. I remember it is a theory. Yeah, he was explaining how Chuck E. Cheese was made to start kids having
gambling
addiction,
yeah.
before it's even a thing yet. And so, like, it looks like such a innocent thing, but really, like, they're training kids to be like, I need more tickets. I need to get this.
I feel like, yeah, but I wouldn't even put that entirely on Chuck E. Cheese. Like, that's, like, every arcade ever.
For sure. Yeah. That's what I was going to say, too. It's the same way. But, like, other arcades, I feel like, Dave & Buster's, for example, is more for adults and stuff, obviously. Like, someday, you can't go, I think if you're under 18, you can't go past a certain time, right? Or something like that?
I've never been.
Really?
Yeah.
Never been?
Nope.
In your life?
Not that I can remember.
That's crazy. We need to go.
I've also never been to Chuck E. Cheese.
We need to go to Dave Buster's. Dave Buster's is fun.
Is it?
Yeah. I love Dave Buster's.
It would be
fun. I love Dave Buster's.
What do you do?
You play games.
But I lose all of them, and then it might
That's
get
okay.
mad. No, that makes me mad.
No, it's fun.
Okay.
And you don't really lose them. It's more like, because it's like you get points kind of thing, it's just like either you get a lot of points or you don't get a lot of points. And honestly, I do understand how the gambling thing's connected, because you get that kind of adrenaline that you would if you were gambling.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, I could have tried my hardest and get as many points as I can.
Do you think that's what recovering gambling addicts do?
I honestly feel like that would be harmful.
Actually, yeah, you're right. Maybe don't do that.
Because, like, in a way, you're still, like, if you're a gambling addict and you go to Chuck E. Cheese, or even, I'll say Dave Buster's, yes.
Because you're not 12. No adult should be going to Chuck E. Cheese.
There's just a 12-year-old gambling addict. Anyways, if you go to David Buster's and you have a gambling addiction, like, you're just going to keep, because basically you get a card, and, like, let's say you spend, like, $40 on that, you have a certain amount of like tokens or whatever you can spend on the games. I feel like you would just keep re-upping that card because you'll keep wanting more and more.
See, that's what I'm thinking. I think I would just rather go to the casino.
That's what I was saying. Like, we can just gamble. We're fine. Yeah. We're adults. But then more
but we don't have
occur.
Money to gamble.
That's the issue here. But we also don't have money to go to Dave & Buster's.
Sure. So. We don't have money to eat dinner.
Yeah. So. We're not doing well, guys. We're going to start a GoFundMe.
Is anyone? Yeah. Oh my God, the comment section GoFundMe.
Oh my God.
Fire. When you I have a question, like, not kind of not off topic but kinda.
Mm-hmm.
When you think of conspiracy theories, what's like something that you associate with them, even if it doesn't have to, like, not even like a specific, let me just explain because this doesn't really make sense.
Yeah, what?
When I think of conspiracy theories, right next to them in my brain is true crime, like theories about whatever events. I don't know why the two go hand in hand, but it could be like something stupid like Chuck E. Cheese pizza, and then I'll be like, how did JonBenet Ramsey get killed?
Well, I think it's all theories at the end of the day. That's why true crime at the same, like, it's not that true crime's all theories, but it's kind of like investigative work, and it's kind of the same
for
way
sure, like, it's the same type of vibe. But like, when I think of conspiracy theories, I think of like lighthearted, like, like, funny. Not, they're not always funny, but like some of them, like, they're more so, like, they're not as, like, I don't know how to explain it. They're not as like somebody died, you know what I mean?
Well, a shout out to our alternative media class that we actually took last semester.
I wasn't listening.
Yeah, I know. And so I'm going to teach you something from that class, Kiana. We learned that conspiracies and conspiracy theories are
different
things.
I do remember.
So conspiracies are things that do actually happen and stuff, but conspiracy theories are things that are a little bit more fun-hearted and outside the box, but at the same time, there is some people that take it crazy, because I'm sure there's people who have gone into, like, psychosis over the Chuck E. Cheese thing somehow.
Yeah. Oh my God, can you imagine? That's the one you go crazy for. Like, there's so many in the world. You know what I saw? You know, did you hear that we're, like, 85 seconds from midnight on the doomsday clock? Bro. Okay, and let me just preface.
That was from the podcast too, wasn't it? Because I just watched that.
Was it?
Yeah.
I think I saw it on TikTok too or something. I don't know. But let me just preface by saying I don't know what the hell the doomsday clock is. I don't understand it.
Me neither the most.
But, like, that sounds freaky. 85 seconds?
Yeah. So basically all I know is that mean that's like the closest we've ever been to the end of the world.
But, like, how?
Should we look up what the
But it doesn't actually have to do with time.
No, it's that's just the symbol for it, I'm pretty sure. That's like, let's see what
it's like. What is the word?
Doomsday.
What's the word for it? Like, there's a word I'm looking for.
Doomsday clock is a symbolic, metaphorical timepiece created in 1947. Okay, I don't care about that. It represents
1947?
That represents how close humanity is to destroying the world with its own dangerous technologies. Midnight represents the point of total, irreversible human-made catastrophe.
God, we totally would do that, too.
Yeah.
But that's, like, I just don't understand. Like, Who controls the clock? Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Like,
who knows? What do you mean?
How does it work?
Who decided it's 85 seconds away? Also, if the world ended, how do you think it would end?
The hands are moved closer to or further from midnight based on whether humanity is making the world safer or more dangerous.
Yeah, but who's deciding that?
Who?
There's a lot of searching up going on right now. Like, I understand that part, but who's the one who's moving
the hand? Who controls
the Like, who said you could do it? Why didn't anybody
clock.
Ask me to?
The doomsday clock. Kiana, can you control the doomsday?
Well, I don't know.
The doomsday clock is controlled by the Science and Security Board of Bulletin of the Bulletin of the Atomic. Oh my god, why can't I read today? I can't do it.
Do you want me to read it?
Atomic scientist in No, Kiana, do it.
Where is it? I can't read it. The Science and Security Board of the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists. What?
I don't know what that is.
I don't know either. I don't know why they didn't ask me to do it.
In consultation with their board of sponsors, which includes numerous noble, I don't know how to say that word, but I'm guessing good.
What word is it?
Knowledgeable people.
Knowledgeable? You don't know how to say knowledgeable?
That's not what they said. I'm summarizing.
What does it say? Can't you read? Oh, yeah. Is that English?
Yeah, I cannot. You can't read that either. No. I'm not stupid. That's a crazy. Nonprofit.
Can we go back to my question really quick?
Yeah.
Because you didn't answer.
What?
If the world does end, well, how do you think it's going to end? Like, what's going to be the reason that you personally think?
That's a good question. Probably war.
Yeah. It's unfortunate that that's probably the most likely because that's boring.
Yeah, I know. Give me zombies or something.
Yeah, like, give me something fun at least.
Yeah, but like, I don't want to go through all that. Like, are you trying to survive a zombie apocalypse? Like, what's your plan?
God, no.
I'm killing myself. I'm like, taking my cat out first and then I'm
killing myself because if I become a zombie, that would be like way worse than dying. For sure. I don't want to be a zombie.
I think just going through all of that. I don't want to be a zombie either, but also just the like, I don't know, the mental turmoil of everyone around me is dying. Imagine tomorrow we wake up in our apartment. And we live in the same building, guys. Not the same apartment. In our building. And the apocalypse is going on. Right there, it's like, okay. We don't have contact from anyone. Like, all that shit's already happened.
Are all
and
our
stuff.
Roommates zombies already?
No, we have everyone that we know still in the building
okay,
alive.
Then that's fine.
But back home, everyone, you're never going to see your parents again.
Well,
you have
what
to focus
you guys
on
survival. Like in zombie land.
You can, yeah. But you have yourself to focus on. You got to focus on surviving. There's no like.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm saying I would also just kill myself, but
yeah.
I would kill myself mainly for the reason that I don't want to be a zombie.
Kill myself mainly for the reason of I would cry and have a mental breakdown and be like, oh my God, I can't believe this is
so
happening.
So essentially what it boils down to is Serena would kill herself because she's a good person.
I
would kill myself. No, I'm being, I'm not being a dickhead.
No, how though?
Because you're like, you're like the mental turmoil, like everyone you love, whatever. I'm just more concerned about my well-being.
No, me too. My well-being mentally.
Yeah, but I'm more concerned about me just to, like.
Well, you don't want to be a zombie, so you don't want to, because you don't want to hurt others, so then.
No, that's not why. That's just gross. I want to be. Well, I don't know if I'm hurting others. I'm a zombie. Like, either way,
you're
I'm
not
going to
know
anymore,
anything.
So yeah.
So you wouldn't know if you were a zombie. It wouldn't
but,
even.
Yeah, but, like, I just, in my current state, I don't want to be a zombie.
Like,
so
I also
die.
Wouldn't like to be a zombie, but, like, okay, you know what? This is taking way too much time.
I'm sorry.
Is there any other theories that you think about?
I don't. It's hard
I have a
to
list
think
of a couple,
them.
But
I
want to see
say,
if anything.
I think because it's. I don't know why. This is why I brought up the true crime thing. You asked me that, and the only thing I can think of is true crime theories, not conspiracy theories, like
really?
Things like that. I don't know why none of them are coming to my head right now.
Okay, what's the first true crime theory? You think
JonBenet Ramsey. It haunts me every day of my life.
Yeah, who killed her?
Yeah. What?
Where is she?
What happened?
What happened?
Bro, you don't understand. It, like, makes me, like, itchy.
I heard something about the pineapple the other day. Like, she.
I hate it. I hate all of it. Because
there's, like, pineapple in her system. So
yeah,
everyone was saying
it. And her brother's favorite snack was pineapple. First of all, you're a freak. It was pineapples and milk.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ugh. Brother. Ugh.
Anyway. Yeah. freak. Like, that's disgusting. But that was her brother's favorite snack. So everyone thinks that, like, one of the theories is that her brother, like, had a, like, he was having a meltdown. And because she tried to steal his pineapples and milk, so he, like, hit her upside the head with a flashlight and accidentally killed her. And the mom wrote the ransom note to try and cover up the fact that her son's a murderer. And that's why in the Dr. Phil interview, when, the like, Dr. Phil's talking to the son, being like, are you okay? This sounds, like, super weird and freaky. Everyone thinks it's because he killed her.
Well,
that's one of the theories.
Yo, this guy was defending his pineapples and milk.
Yeah.
How good can that be?
Disgusting. That's why I'm saying freak.
What do you mean hit her over? I just, the plot is, that's not that strong.
Well, that's
to me.
Not, it ended up not, because she was, what happened, like, the autopsy showed that she was okay, so she got hit, like, blunt force trauma to the head for sure. Yeah. But that's not what killed her. But the whole theory that somebody killed her and tried to cover it up is because in the autopsy, it showed that she was killed by strangulation, but she was hit over the head first, which means if she was hit over the head hard enough, she passed out, somebody thought she died, wanted to try and cover it up and make it look like a kidnapping situation, so they strangled her to make it look, like, abusive.
But wouldn't they see that in the autopsy?
Well, all they see, like, they don't know who did it, but that is what happened.
So she didn't die by strangulation.
No, she did. But the whole theory is that whoever, let's say,
but that's
whatever,
not how autopsies purpose, work. They know either way. Like, they know what caused the death, not what's affected.
No, I know. I'm saying that they know. So that's why this is a theory that her brother did it. It's a theory because they want, like, just a theory. But in their, like, it, whatever people made up is that the mother, for example, freaked out, being like, holy shit, my son just killed my daughter, but just because she was passed out, and to make it look like it was a ransom situation, she strangled her to try and make it look like it was a kidnapping ransom situation, to make it look worse, that, like, somebody might have kidnapped her. But that's not actually what killed her, but the mom thought that's what killed her, so she did it at any, like, and she was already dead in her mom's mind.
That also is a conspiracy theory, by the way.
It is, right? Yeah, but see, when I think of them, that's the only ones I think of for some reason. I only think of, like, the true crime ones. I don't know why. I just find them more,
I think, like you said, you think of conspiracy theories, like, very lighthearted, and that's probably why you think more true crime, because that is, like, a serious thing that did happen, and, like, people still want answers for sure. But no, that's definitely conspiracy theory. Like, yeah, no, that's, I believe.
That one, like, I don't know why, and, like, I think I've talked to you about this before. I don't know. Like, I've talked to definitely a few people about this before, but I love true crime. I think it's very, like, I was just going to say entertaining. That's bad. I think it's, like, intriguing. Like, I'm very interested in it.
I think a lot of people, I don't think it's bad to say that it's entertaining, because I think that's a thing that a lot of people share. It's entertaining, and unfortunately, like, it's rough stories. It's tough situations.
It's interesting. Yeah, I know. I find it very interesting, especially, like, hearing the way people go about things. And one of the biggest things, obviously, that's interesting about it is when they get, like, let's say there's this one girl I watch on YouTube, and she does her makeup, and while she does her makeup, she talks about a true crime story.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, and my favorite part is after she's done her makeup and she's done the story, then she gets into theories of what happened. Her name's Kendall Ray.
See, yeah, I like that.
Oh, no, sorry, Kendall Ray doesn't do her makeup. It's another girl. I follow two girls. I don't know, but Kendall Ray's a queen. Go look at her.
Shout out Kendall Ray.
Bro, she's a queen. She says the stories, and then she'll be like, hey, so now that the story's over, this is what everyone thinks happened.
I really like the Rotten Mango girl, although her videos can be long, so they are stuff you have to invest in, and it'll be like,
yeah, they're all really
three
long.
Part multi, like, hour long videos, so it's a lot to invest in, but honestly they're entertaining, and, like, you have to have a good voice and a good way of telling things to do true crime good.
I think I would get sidetracked. Like, if I would try to sit there and tell a whole story, I think I would have, like, seven different side stories, being like, oh my god, you know what this reminds me of, and then it would just be never ending
for sure. With I think her name's Stephanie, I want to say, the Rotten Mango girl.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Really? Yeah, but she has, like, a really good way of telling stories, and I also think she has a script for sure, but it's hard to follow along a script sounding natural, and she sounds so natural when she does it.
I feel like, well, also, like, even for Kendall Ray, I know she does it with papers or, like, whatever in front of her, because obviously you have to have all the facts straight and stuff. And, like, she'll reference it a couple times, but, like, for the most part, she's just staring right at that camera talking for an hour and a half. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane. But anyway, sorry, I brought it up because I wanted to say that when, because I actually had a question. Mm-hmm. So I love true crime, like I just said, but, and it never really seems to bother me that much. Like I it's very rare that I'll like hear a story and be kind of like upset, not upset, but like bothered by it and like to carry it with me the rest of the day, you know? Mm-hmm. The JonBenet one, still to this day, I think I heard about it the first time when I was like 14, I want to say.
Yeah.
And I think about it every day and it freaks me out. I don't know why that one freaks me out so much. I hate it.
That's interesting because, like, I understand that it's, like, I'm curious about it, too. But, honestly, it does not keep me up at night. Like, see, I'm chilling.
And,
like,
the thing is, too, it's not even that I'm curious about it and that's why it keeps me up at night. It just freaks me. That one freaks me out so much. I don't know why. I think in my years of thinking about it, I've gathered the fact that I think maybe I'm the most freaked out by it because she was a pageant girl. And I find that freaky in and of itself. So maybe that's why it freaks me out the most. Because also, like, it's just a lot of the theories, too, were, like, people who would have seen the pageants. Because she was, like, 6 or something.
Yeah.
Or, like, I think she might have been younger. I don't know. But she was a pageant girl. Like, she had, like, fake tan and teased hair. And she was, like, a toddler.
Yeah.
And, like, a lot of old scary men saw it.
Yeah.
So a lot of people thought, like, it might have been those people, whatever. I think a couple people got cleared out of that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, maybe that. Like, I don't know. There's just something about it that, like, it makes me so uncomfortable. I don't know why.
I mean, like, I guess, like, she's just at the end of the day, was just an innocent child. She's doing these pageants that her parents definitely put her into. It's not like she was like, Mommy, can I please do pageants? And then she's subject to literal death because of it. Whether it was somebody actually broke in and killed her or if it was her family covering it up, it's like, what a shit, like, hand you got there.
I know, like, it's just so freaky. Like, I don't know. Like, do you have any that freak you out like that? Because I've heard so many and none of them bother me that much other than that one.
I'm trying to think of one that gets me like that. I'm also thinking about a lot of true crime, but mine's a lot that have been solved. Like,
Oh my God, I love the solved ones. When I like, I'll read a video and I don't read solved at the end. So I'll be like expecting to not know what happens. And then I know what happens. And I'm like, oh my God, it was the best day ever.
Yeah, I love the like Netflix documentaries and stuff like that. Yeah, those are like, good. I like when they like tease me too. It's like they don't let me know what's going on the whole time and it's like I gotta figure it out and I'm like, oh, one that gets me. Oh my, why can't I think right now?
This is like me trying to figure out the conspiracy theories to talk about.
Okay, I thought of one. One of the like true crime-ish kind of conspiracy theories for me, the Malaysian planes, bro.
Oh,
where did they go?
Yeah.
Because the Chuck E. Cheese one, I can't believe we started with Chuck E. Cheese one, because what do you mean? That's such a minuscule little, like, haha, silly. Like, I know we've been saying this the whole time. But genuinely, at the end of the day, it's people just playing a little silly, probably, and putting pizza together. Where did these planes go?
No, literally. Bro.
Is it one? No, just one plane, right? Yeah.
I thought it was one, or I think it was two.
Malaysian Airlines flight.
That one's so crazy to me.
You know what's funny? When you click on the Wikipedia, it's a picture of the Illuminati right there.
That's really scary.
I don't like that.
Yeah, that's freaky.
Yeah, I don't know exactly.
Thank God that anyone can post on Wikipedia, because I would be super scared if that was like a real
source. No, I know.
I'd be so scared right now.
But no, like, that is so freaky to me, because that just, everything we know in this world when it comes to science, and I don't know much of it, but that's where I leave it. I leave it in the hands of like people who know about that stuff. No one knows where they are, and there's no possible explanation for where they could be.
They're still alive.
No, that's not really the question here. There's no debris. There's no proof of anything happening. They just vanished.
Okay, so what's your side of it? Do you think that it wasn't ever actually a thing?
I think it was a thing. I...
Like, do you think that plane took off? For real?
I think the plane took off. See, this is not one of the ones that I was planning to talk about, so I do want to look up what... Because I'm kind of forgetting the theories that other people had.
Yeah.
I remember some stuff of, like, an alternate dimension or something. I don't know.
See, I love when theories get to that point where it's, like, just outrageous, and I'm like, okay, now we're really reaching. Like, we were reaching before, but now we're really reaching, because those ones are the most entertaining. to me. Like, they seem the most lighthearted, even if they're not meant to be.
And yeah, no, I hear you. Sorry, I'm just reading a little bit about it. So there's 227 passengers and 12 crew members. How does that many people just go missing? And then there's no trace of anything. They did find, I lied, they found a little bit of debris in 2015, but the wreckage was never located. And it's been, like, a mystery ever since. Like, you need to be able to, you find those things, you know what I mean? Like, there's no, like, there's proof of those things going on. I want to see, sorry, I keep finding pages that are, like, only telling me the actual facts of it, but I want to see, like, people's theories and stuff.
Yeah.
I wish I actually planned for this one, because this one is very interesting. Some people think it landed on an island, and they've just been living their happy life ever since.
Honestly, hopefully that one's true.
That's a hopeful way of thinking about it, for sure. For sure.
How would you feel if you were on a, God forbid, but if you were on a, like, emergency landing island crash and then you just had to live on an island?
Not great.
Do you think you would survive?
I think I could survive, for sure.
I don't think I could because I don't eat fish.
I think I'd live with it, definitely.
No.
There, Kiana, you would have to be eating a lot worse things than fish there.
What? They have, like, bananas and stuff.
Where are you landing? Like, I don't think you can decide.
On a tropical island.
You can't decide that.
Well, in my head, it's a tropical
well,
island.
No. That's not how the wreckages work.
This is how it works because it was my question. And I said, how would you feel? And I meant a tropical island.
So they have fruit. You're fine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you can't live off fruit. You'll die eventually.
I actually, I remember hearing about a woman not too long ago that had an all-fruit diet. And she passed away recently.
Yeah,
so
that's not
point
good.
Proven.
Like, eat your fruit, but don't eat only fruit. I don't really know the actual health facts behind that, but I'm just sure it's not good.
This headline here just says, hijackers, aliens, theories.
Okay, hijackers is, like, that one's plausible.
Yeah.
But also, where did they go? Even if somebody did steal, where did they go? Yeah,
that's the thing. No matter what real situation you can think of, it all comes down to... But what? Yeah, like, it's, there's
why?
No proof. Why? No, for real. Because, like, again, matter can't just disappear. The matter of the plane and the, like, 300 plus people that were on it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like,
I forgot about that one.
That one, me too. I can't believe that has, like, how do we stop talking about things like that?
Bro, because so much goes on.
Yeah, like, but what?
Yeah.
You're but right. So fair, much goes on. But
our podcast is called The Comment Section. Okay, yeah. And this is the first time we brought it up, too, so even we don't even care about it either.
No, we're just as in the loop as the rest of the world, but, like, it's just wild that, yeah, so much does happen these days. Honestly, always. So when was the world ever calm? But, like,
real.
It just everything happens so quickly these days that it just goes under the rug. It's something as crazy as a whole
plane, like,
just disappearing.
Things like this don't really happen anymore. Like,
yeah, we ain't hearing about planes disappearing
nowadays. Like, things that are actually, like, spark interest to think about, I feel like don't really happen anymore. Like, it's all just, like, very political. It's like,
well,
you know what's going on.
Yes, it's,
you know what
well,
I mean?
It's funny that you say that it's very political, because I was going to say, like, Charlie Kirk's death caused a lot of theories, a lot of people. It is a political thing, but at some point, I feel like it stopped being political a little bit. I think a bit about his death was a big theory, people not trusting the government.
What I mean, though, like, is I feel like, at the end of it, it boils down to, like, I don't know, that seems more, I don't want to say, like, a plane crash is lighthearted, but it's more, like, interesting to think about. I don't know. I just find
I get
things
what you
that
mean,
don't have
sure.
to directly do with, like, for example, in this situation, an assassination. I just don't, like, I don't, like, that to me is just sad. Like, I don't know. Like, just talking about that isn't, like, I don't want to talk about that. Somebody died. Like, even whoever it is, it doesn't matter who it is that died. But, like, that's not really, like,
yeah.
I don't know. I think a plane crash is a lot more fun to talk about than that.
I think definitely more interesting to talk about, but I don't know if I'm just a bad person, but I do find it interesting hearing the theories about, like, him.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, it just seems like everyone's not trusting the government right now, and, like, this situation kind of cracked a lot of people when it comes to that. So,
well, maybe too, I also don't find it that, like, interesting because I know absolutely nothing.
I also don't know too much, like, political stuff like that. I don't, that's not my forte. I don't know too much about that either, but
yeah, like I like talking about like movies.
No, yeah, me too. I like talking about fun, nice stuff, not scary stuff.
Yeah,
but no, when it comes to that, I did hear a little bit, because I think that's where pop culture does tie in a little bit with politics and stuff, especially when it comes to like conspiracy theories and this and that, because I promise you, so many people who invested a lot of time into talking and thinking about this and investigating don't care about politics themselves. It's more like, well, something's up here and we got to figure it out, you know? Like, for me, I personally did not like Charlie Kirk when he was alive. I don't think anyone deserves to die, though. I don't think anyone deserves to die like that, though. But regardless.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I mean by it's sad. Doesn't matter who it is. Like, I don't want to talk about if somebody got murdered.
No, I get you.
Like, that kind of a way. Like, because, okay, that sounds
it's kind of, yeah, contradictory. Yeah, but I think that's just you personally, though.
Like, yeah, like, I just don't, I don't, it sounds terrible, but I just don't, I don't want to talk about that. That's not, like, I want to talk about how, like, I don't know what happened to Gabby Petito. She was living with her boyfriend in a van and then she died.
For sure. I think the Charlie Kirk one is a lot. Again, it's hard to compare to a plane of like 300 people dying, saying that's lighthearted, like you were saying.
Yeah, but like I don't I mean lighthearted. Like,
I know what you mean, but like the Charlie Kirk situation, I feel like was heavier because it was a lot of people questioning the government and stuff, and not just so much like it wasn't just political, you know. It was really people diving in, being like, everything is a lie, you know.